Well, this person, definitely a person of interest to join one of the toughest armed forces in the world. I'm talking about the French Foreign Legion. He is a Gold Coaster, and we haven't changed his name for this person of interest because he is Elliot, and he's in the studio. Elliot, welcome.
Hello,
thank
mate.
Thanks for having me.
What made you want to go down this path? Because it's an extreme path.
It is definitely an extreme path. I think I'm a bit of an extreme person. I don't do things in halves. I just felt very stagnant where I was in life, and I just wanted to change, and I wanted to do something different. It took me about 2 years to make the decision.
Why did it take 2 years?
Well, it was kind of, I was a young kid. I'd never been overseas. It was foreign to me. It felt like another world away. I didn't even have a passport. I'd never traveled to any country before, let alone travel to another country and join a foreign military. So that was quite a bizarre thing to me at the start. I just needed a change, and that was my drastic change.
Was it a romantic notion?
A little bit, I think so, to go to France.
Now, I know the numbers of people that apply for the French Foreign Legion as compared to the number that get in is just worlds apart. Did you doubt that you could get in?
I didn't doubt it. I did a lot of research in that 2 years on the Legion. Yes, 10,000 people apply a year, only 1,000 get in. So I didn't have any doubt. I was very fit.
What is the best thing about having been in the French Foreign Legion?
It's knowing what you're capable of and not having to validate yourself to anyone, because you know deep down what you are capable of, that no one can take that away from you ever.
For people out there, some things, hurdles you got to get over. What are some of the requirements?
Language barrier, definitely. I didn't know French when I went over there. Mental and physical. It's all games, man. It's nonstop games. The whole time I was there, there wasn't a moment where I could just go, and just relax. There was none of that. You were always getting messed with, kicked and punched, you name it. It's a whole other world. And it's hard to explain to just the general people, because it's so bizarre and out there that people just don't actually believe that something like this still exists.
You travel over there, you go through, and you make it in.
Yep.
All right. You can now be deployed anywhere that France wants you to be deployed.
Yep.
Where did they send you?
I was over there during the terrorist attacks, the Charlie Hebdo, the Je Suis Charlie, all that kind of stuff.
So that was the most full-on time I can think of for France.
That was where the whole of France was on red alert. So they changed the law from the Legion not being allowed to be deployed in France to them being allowed to overnight after that happened.
What a historic time.
Yeah, it was. It was crazy, man. We had soldiers getting killed an hour from our base. ISIS were hacking into our websites, putting their flags up. It was an intense time.
Oh, my goodness. I know you have to be between the ages of 18 and 40 to be in the French Foreign Legion. How old were you when you got in, and how long were you in there for?
I was 23 when I went in there. I was in there for a couple of years.
I'm going to straight up ask. So you're a mercenary soldier, right? Okay. What do they pay?
Terrible. Terrible money.
Serious?
Yeah, shocking money in the Legion. It's €1,200 a month. To us, that's $400 a week. But it's not.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's rubbish. So you're putting your line on for $400, putting your body on the line for $400. It's not designed for Westerners. It's designed for Eastern Europeans, Africans, third world country people. Because
to people who, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a 6 month wage that they're earning every month.
Now you can say you've been there, done that. What do you love about it?
The whole thing, man. The whole camaraderie, the history. It's been around since 1831.
Huge history.
It's massive history. There's a Legion museum that only Legionnaires get to see, and because the Legion's been around since 1831, they've been in every single war since then.
Do you talk to any of them? Do you get together?
I speak to a couple of them. Yeah. We're all around the world. One of my good mates, he lives in Austin. He was a Marine before he went over there, so he's one of my good mates. I catch up with him quite a lot.
Did you have a situation where you thought, hang on, I might not make it out of this?
I guess all of it's like that, you know what I mean? You're constantly getting tested, constantly. So, you don't really think that.
What's
like that.
What's battle fear like?
They teach you how to stay calm. You don't really think of it.
And it works?
You do so much training that it's all reaction and it's all...
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Your training is spot on in the Legion. It's a big mental game. So you become very mentally strong.
Yeah. Are you able to talk about things that you've done in the Legion, or is there a confidentiality clause?
We're not supposed to. We're not just supposed to say a lot. I can if we weren't on air. Yeah.
If they called you tomorrow and said, Elliot, we want you to come back, would you do it again?
Probably.
What do you think is the biggest lesson that it taught you?
Mental resilience, what I'm capable of, how far you can push your body, and just overall confidence.
Just little things, yeah?
Yeah, just the little things, yeah.
And how to live with other people.
Yeah. Well, it's 178 nationalities, so you learn a lot about the world in a very short time frame.
Mate, it's been fascinating to talk to you, Elliot. Thank you. It's really been an inspirational chat.
Thanks for having me.